This is Jacinta Parsons on ABC Radio Melbourne and Victoria.
Now, as I said, a bit nervous because what happens when you meet yourself? Yourself who grew up in a completely different place at a different time, who is walking around just as you do with your name. Welcome to the show, Jacinta Parsons.
Kia ora, Jacinta. How are you?
Oh, listen to the sweet tone of your voice. It's so exciting because it was a couple of years ago, wasn't it, where you started to say, you'd been in receipt of my emails and you're like, hey, just hi, this is what's going on.
Just quietly.
I actually
went back through our email chain this morning just to see when it all started. It was actually October 2017. And it took me a year. I'm so sorry. It took me a year to write back and say, yo, it's not you, it's me.
What were you thinking back in October? Also, it was actually October 2016 that you started to receive correspondence for me.
I think it was 17, but well, first of all, this is the first article you sent me. It was about the youngest slam poetry champ. And I was like, what the heck is this? So I just ignored it. And then the second one you sent me was a program run. And that's when I started stalking you. Because I realised that you were, obviously this was some kind of show. And so I looked you up and I was really surprised that you didn't look like me.
I know. I have just today seen photos of you. We're going to post them somewhere to see Jacinta
awesome.
Parsons, who was born in the UK. Yeah. You grew up in the UK?
Yep. Liverpool.
And then you moved to New Zealand. When did you do that?
I moved in 2013 and I was there till 2016. And then I met a Kiwi guy and he hadn't been to Europe. So I was like, right, let's go. And we meant to be there for a year, but we were actually there for 4 years and we just came back in January, just made it in. We didn't realise really what was going to be going on this year. But so we're back. It's been quite the year.
And this is what made me think about us, you and I, Jacinta Parsons, as just living the dream in different parts of the world. Your experience, like your family in the UK, I was asking you about that the other day. Like, you know people who have died from coronavirus, young people that you know as well. Like, tell us what
That's
it's been
right.
like.
Well, like I said to you, my nana's brother died a couple of weeks ago, and I think we've obviously been very lucky here in Aotearoa to have great leadership that's protected us essentially from this terrible thing. And it's been really sad and tragic to see that leadership hasn't really been matched in the UK. But I think it's just the fact that people here don't actually know anyone who's had it, so it is a bit of a wake-up call when they speak to someone who's lost people. We've lost a few friends, one of my dad's best friends, and my auntie's sister. I think I said to you, Gil, who's my age, I'm 33. I think she's a couple of years older than me, and she's, you know, in ICU on full ventilation. So it's quite shocking, really. But, I mean, I feel lucky to be here. I just wish I could pick all my family up and bring them here as well.
Yeah, it must be so hard when you're so far away and you can see from a distance what is a really pretty troubling impression of what's happening over there in the UK.
It is. And I mean, I normally get homesick when I come back and it goes, but it just hasn't gone all year. So I think, you know, it's just been, my head's really been in two places this year, but I do feel pretty grateful to be safe, you know, to feel safe.
I'm so glad you're safe, Jacinta Parsons. Jacinta
What's Melbourne like at the moment?
Well, we have gone through a really strict lockdown, similar to what you guys did in New Zealand. In that very first reaction was really strong. We had something like that here in Melbourne for 3 months where we, you know, we had curfews. We were only able to leave the house if we needed to get food or if we absolutely had to go to work, all that sort of stuff. And now, after a really strict lockdown period that we had, we are now able to say that as of yesterday, zero active cases, zero cases, zero deaths. Like, we are in a really
Amazing.
Wonderful.
Well done, you guys.
Thank you, Jacinta Parsons.
It's okay, Jacinta Parsons. That takes huge effort, though, doesn't it?
Yeah, and lots of, we've been really reflecting on that, and I was really thinking about it yesterday, just how much community you need to get on board to do that. You can't have half of the community not participating. Everybody got involved and did what they had to do and had some, you know, personal sacrifices as a result. I have to ask you, though, Jacinta Parsons, as somebody who lives in New Zealand, your Prime Minister has ruined me and my name over here in Australia because people now call me Jacinda. Has the same thing happened to you?
Oh my gosh, I wanted to ask you about this.
It's the worst.
You get Jacinda all the time.
All the time.
All the time. Because when I first moved to New Zealand, well, in fact, my whole life, 33 years, it's been like, to what? And I'm like, Jacinda. And people just don't get it. And now I've spent my whole life having about 25 different varieties of my name. And the only name I now get is Jacinda.
I know. It is. I think we almost need to write on behalf of the Jacintas of the world and the Jacinta Parsons. Tell me about your Parsons connection. Like, are you, is it a, there is an Irish background? Where are you from as a family line? Maybe we're related.
We're Irish Catholic. Oh, maybe we are.
That's where I come from.
More investigation. You know what? Next time I'm in Melbourne, I think I should come and visit and we should DNA and see. Is that taking it too far?
Maybe. No, I don't think Jacinta Parsons, you could take it too far. You're basically on the radio show right now and we are declaring our commitment to each other as Jacinta Parsonses, which is very hard to do. I've loved talking to you. Good to catch up with you today for the very first time.
Thanks for having me on.
I think we're friends now.
We are, I think we are. Well, I added you on Instagram, so that's fun.
I shared a post that you did, so that's pretty friendly as well in our new world order. Jacinta Parsons, thank you very much for joining us this afternoon. As I said, we're going to put a photo up of the two of us. We look nothing alike, but we might have family history.
I think we should investigate, but just before I go, I need to obviously say hi to my family back in the UK. Hey, everyone. But I want to really embarrass you with one of the funniest articles that you sent me. Can I read the title of it?
Are you right now? Sure, go for it. Oh, my God. What did I send you?
This is the third article that you sent, right? So I was like, who is this you? And then, seeds dump shark in bucket of bleach before smuggling it out of aquarium in baby stroller. And on that note.
You're in trouble. I'm going to deep dive on you, my friend. Thank you for joining us. Jacinta Parsons, who is originally from the UK. She's now living in New Zealand. I send her lots of emails because I get the name wrong. I'm trying to send them to myself and I send them to her. She gets emails from me as well. And now we are finally connected.
Jacinta Parsons on ABC Radio Melbourne and Victoria.